What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who's going to share our third hour on this day before Thanksgiving. And lovely Lady Claire, what's the first thing that you want to talk about?
Well, the first thing that I want to talk about, which is getting almost no coverage whatsoever on the corporate press, is intense persecution of Christians in the Middle East, particularly with regard to Daesh and what they are doing and have been doing. Christians have been killed. The internal and external displacement of these communities has been horrific. And the question is, what can be done? And I think it's got to be a multi-pronged solution, because Daesh is using physical torture, deprivation of food, sexual humiliation and rape.
Which they learned from what the U.S. was doing to the Iraqis
over
Abu Ghraib. I feel like I need to insert a comment here.
Okay.
We know that Daesh / ISIS / whatever they're calling themselves this week is a manufactured group for propaganda purposes. They had all those phony beheading pictures and everything. And I think they're attacking Christians not because they necessarily hate Christians per se, but in order to anger Christians in other countries into supporting the war effort against what they've been told is the enemy. I need to move your microphone just
okay.
A little tiny.
All right.
Okay.
But I have some thoughts also on this. Yes, I believe you're right on that. But I think a multi-pronged approach is important. I think that people out there need to find legitimate charities that are supporting those Christians from this neck of the world who have been experiencing persecution, no matter the actual geopolitical reason. And I would suggest to every single imam in this country to condemn what they are seeing Daesh do and say, we don't do that to convert people. I suggest that they also stand with solidarity with everyone in the Middle East, not just Christians, but the Yazidi, et cetera, who are also being persecuted and hurt. And hold open houses here. And at the top of whatever people are going to see when they come in, the words, we condemn torture and coercion to bring people to Islam wholeheartedly. I think that's also going to give Americans a little better perspective that Islam is not monolithic, just like Christianity or Buddhism or Judaism is not.
There are good people and bad people in all of these things.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is that a lot of Muslim imams have made public statements denouncing torture and persecution, but our media chooses not to report on that in order to present an image of Muslims as somebody we must make war on, while, of course, the globalists and pro-refugee people are out there saying, no, Muslims are really good people. And it's a clash of two different agendas just banging into each other head on.
Well, then I would suggest that the independent media start talking to these communities here in the United States and saying, what is your philosophy on conversion? And get it out there if the lamestream media refuses to, which apparently they do refuse to do.
Well, I agree, and I mean, again, let's be honest. There are abuses in the conversion process in every religion. I remember when I lived in Southern California, long before I knew this lovely lady, there was this group called the Children of God, and they were extremely violent. And there were several cases, and this actually happened to a young lady that I had been dating at the time. They would literally grab people off the streets and try and brainwash them into their particular version of Christianity, and those that they couldn't brainwash disappeared. And the conclusion by the authorities was that their bodies were out in a shallow grave someplace in the Mojave.
Wow, that's pretty scary. And I'd also like to recommend a little bit of reading for our listeners and our viewers if you've never seen it. It is the poetry of the first Gnostic saint of Islam who happened to be a gal, Rabia al-Basri. This woman had every reason to not really be excited about religion, born dirt poor, was a slave, but her master gave her her freedom, and she wrote some of the most beautiful love poetry to God. In fact, you could probably, if you put it side by side with Clara of Assisi's love poetry to God, you would have to think these gals were kind of on the same page here when it came to love of their perception of God. And I commend it to you highly. You can find translations online. But again, Islam is not monolithic, just as Christianity, Buddhism, or Judaism isn't. You've got violent, and you have people who would never hurt anyone, ever. And again, I think our Muslim community needs to come to the independent media and say, hey, this is what we're about. We're not going to hurt anybody. I think that's really, really important, particularly right now.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
We're going to take a second to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And if you're curious, the second voice you're hearing is the lovely Lady Claire, who is spending the third hour on this day before Thanksgiving. My attitude is good people are going to do good things, mm-hmm. bad people are going to do bad things, and both will often cite religion as their justification.
Yeah.
There are a lot of very good people who are Christian. There are some very bad people who are Christian.
Yep.
In particular, some of those pedophile priests who I think join the church in order to have that instant respectability of the robes. The same thing with the Jewish people. Some of them are real sharks, like Bernie Madoff. And then I can't help but think back to this wonderful person I knew in Hollywood, Renee Valente.
Oh, she was a sweetheart.
She was an absolute champ.
Yeah.
The same thing with Islam. There are fanatics. A lot of them are being encouraged by covert U.S. programs and supplied by covert U.S. programs. But the vast majority of Muslims are just as peaceful and calm as the vast majority of Christians and Jews.
I agree.
That's just the way it is. It's the few extremists that are fodder for the propagandists.
I absolutely agree. I'd like to sort of bop on over to Germany right now.
Go ahead and bop. But don't deny the Holocaust. They just threw that 88-year-old grandmother back into prison again.
May I have a drum roll, please? Okay. Chancellor Angela Merkel has declared war on fake news as Europe brands Russia's RT Sputnik as dangerous propaganda. And, of course, she's echoing the U.S.
Yes, of course,
with this whole fake news thing, not to be confused with Brian Williams, who was lying through his teeth for years on primetime TV.
You mean he wasn't the first man on the moon?
Okay. German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned on Wednesday against the power of fake news on social media to roil the establishment and spur the rise of populists after launching her campaign for a fourth term. Speaking in Parliament for the first time since her announcement on Sunday that she would seek re-election next year, Merkel cautioned that public opinion was being manipulated on the internet. No.
And that's our job, gosh darn it.
No, Chancellor Merkel. People are finding
Merkel is out there trying to dig up Goebbels for some advice.
Yeah, sort of channeling that.
Yes.
Unfortunately, people are finding truth with the alternative media presented online, and they're beginning to realize the degree to which they have been propagandized by both their governments and their prostitutes.
And the corporations.
Yeah, and the corporations, for example. Consider the following reported at GatzenInstitute.org last August. Germany's migrant rape crisis has now spread to cities and towns in all of 16 of Germany's federal states. Germany now finds itself in a vicious cycle. Most of the perpetrators will never be found, and the few who are frequently given lenient sentences. Only 1 in 10 rapes in Germany is reported, and just 8% of rape trials result in convictions, according to Minister of Justice Heiko Maas.
Well, I mean, they've gone even further than that. The EU is demanding that when a refugee commits a crime, the fact that they are a refugee is not to be reported in the media.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just, you know, an attacker did this horrible thing, and that's all the public is supposed to know.
And it gets worse.
Yes.
Up to 90% of the sex crimes committed in Germany in 2014 do not appear on the official statistics, according to Andre Schultz, the head of the Association of Criminal Police. And apparently, this guy's got sand. He's gone on record and said that there are strict instructions from the top not to report offenses committed by refugees. It is extraordinary that certain offenders are deliberately not being reported about, and the information is classified as confidential. High-ranking police officer in Frankfurt was quoted in Bild. Now, I got to tell you, Mike, if I were a German woman right now, I would be lining up for whatever self-defense courses were available and get all legal training possible in all legal modalities to prevent this from happening to me.
Oh, gun sales across Europe in those countries where they're still allowed to have guns. Gun sales are through the roof. Same thing here.
And if I were a lady in Germany, I'd be traveling with other gals who hopefully had also been my sister participants in these self-defense courses. And Chancellor Merkel has got to realize that this is a reality for many of your German sisters. This is not fake news nor any kind of a conspiracy theory. And that is why, or one of the major reasons, that her candidacy this time is going to fall flatter than a fritter, because she and the rest of the German government have allowed this situation to get so bad.
It is. And again, this is all coming out of George Soros and the New World Order people. And Angela Merkel has been fully on board with it. She's a primary force in trying to hold the European Union together, even to the point of impoverishing the German people in order to prop up the failed economies of the other European Union member states.
And I'm
amazed that she's going to run for re-election next year. She's been advised by her own party that she's probably going to lose.
Yep.
And I'm sure that Merkel is just saying, no, we buy the Diebold voting machines. We get twice as many as Hillary had, and I will be.
Yeah. Mike, did you cover that Trump has named former political opponent as UN ambassador?
I covered his director of education.
Okay. He is replacing anti-Putin Samantha Power with Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who has accepted the offer to be his ambassador to the UN. She is the daughter of immigrants from India, and she served 3 terms in South Carolina's State House before winning the governorship in 2010 and again in 2014. Now, initially, she backed Rubio and then Cruz. She is the first woman in the state's history to hold this role, and the nation's second Asian American governor. If she is confirmed, Haley would succeed Samantha Powers, who has been President Barack Obama's UN ambassador since 2013, and who has been the most vocal opponent of the Russian regime's overtures at the UN. And Michael, I would say that this has been a very intelligent choice.
I would agree, and it does telegraph, along with the fact that Tulsi Gabbard is under consideration for Secretary of State, it does telegraph that Donald Trump wants to pull back from the war agenda.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to take a second here to take a phone call.
Okay.
Will in Cincinnati. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hola, Mike and Claire.
Aloha.
To talk to you, Claire.
Aloha.
So, Mike, I just wanted to, first of all, I'm so with you on steering away from the war hawks. That's why I'm hesitant with Newt Gingrich. However, I think he could be useful, but let's keep in mind he is a war hawk.
Yes.
Agreed.
Go ahead.
No, please.
We were agreeing with you.
I wanted to let you know that I appreciate what you're doing. And I share your show, and there are so many people hungry for what you're doing. However, I do think that there is room. I think there's a place for people. There's people in every state who listen to you. And you know what, Mike? I'd like to meet some of them. And if we could arrange some kind of situation where we have conventions for the What Really Happened show, convention, and all the listeners can come to one place and meet each other, and we can share ideas. I want you to know, if you ever decide to arrange something like that, you have boots on the ground in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm willing and I'm ready to arrange that.
We love Cincinnati. We were there in, what was it, 2008 for the World Choir Games?
2012.
2012. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You know, one. No, but we really liked it there.
Yeah.
Our next step, after the first of the year, first of all, I'm going to be overhauling the What Really Happened website to fix some of the problems, improve its functionality, improve its security. And our next task after that is Claire and I would like to move back to the mainland because I get a lot of invitations to speak at various seminars and conferences, and it is simply too expensive to go there from Hawaii. We can't afford it, and usually the organizers of these affairs don't have the budget to bring us from Hawaii. Once we're on the ground on the mainland, we would like to organize something as well. And we do know there's a lot of support. When we were in Cincinnati, we got recognized on the street there. Yeah. So it would be nice to be there, and I did like Cincinnati. Yeah. I'd love to go back there.
Yes, and he found his pickle and pimento.
That's an inside joke. What it is here in Hawaii? There's a lot of stuff that we don't get in our supermarket that you take for granted on the mainland. And every time we go to the mainland, I always go to the supermarket and I buy up all the junk food that I can't get here, and pickle and pimento loaf and the rest of it.
But seriously, that's our goal, first part of next year. And thank you very much for your support and your understanding of what we're trying to do.
Yes, and I want you to know that even if you guys can't personally make it, the movement, this would give so much momentum to our movement. For us, I want to meet Steve in Ohio. I'd love to meet Justin in New Jersey, Mo in Florida. You know what I mean? I want to share ideas with these people, and maybe if I, you never know, even if you guys can't be there, guess what? We would still show up, and I just want you to know that.
Well if somebody puts it together, I mean, if we can't be there, I mean, what's the point of having a convention where I can't hit the bar? But, we could always do, we could always do a video feed the way Edward Snowden does.
Yeah.
We have the equipment to do that.
Yeah.
So I definitely love the I love the fact that we're not just we're happy our guy got elected. No, we're gonna hold people's feet to the fire. We're paying attention to every move, and there are and yes, there will be criticism. We will speak up as we have been if they do not make the right move.
Absolutely agree.
Yes.
And like I said on the day after the election, I said our work is not over. It is just getting started. Will, thanks an awful lot for all the kind words. We're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break, and Claire's got some more things to talk about. So what is next on your list, lovely
next
lady
on my
Claire?
List? Well, apparently the European army is going to happen, and Britain could be forced to help fund the project because Article 50, the clause which must be invoked to trigger an exit from the Union, will not have been enacted by the time the project is ratified. And
funny because that European Union army is being prepared to bring Britain back into the EU if it actually leaves. I mean, that's how twisted and sick this whole situation is.
Yeah, and if the UK proves incapable of untangling itself from the plan, it could be required to shell up £420 million per year. That's pretty draconian.
I don't understand why there's any difficulty in the Brexit moving forward. Just cut those lines that link the banks together.
Yep.
Put a border control station on that channel tunnel and fill the English Channel with sharks, and I think the problems are going to be solved.
Okay, alrighty. Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you full on. And just a couple of notes on Standing Rock. And one thing that is positive is it looks like there is a contingency of veterans who have decided to band together and protect the rights of the indigenous people peacefully protesting down there. I think that's a good thing.
I think it's a good, well, it could either calm things down or escalate it completely out of control.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here for some commercials. We'll be back with more news and the Lady Claire after these few words.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back and take another phone call. Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael and Claire.
Aloha.
Aloha. I wanted to call in about something to do with the pardon, but then when I realized that Claire is here, I have something I wanted to mention.
Okay.
There's a Christian evangelist who's one of my heroes, even though I'm not Christian, and his name is Ken Holband, and he has something called Dinosaur Adventureland. Anyway, he's got this debate strategy that can work really well if you're having a theological debate or if you're just trying to get through to like some narrow-minded person politically. It goes like this. Uh-huh. Like, okay, do you know everything? Just act it out with me.
Oh, okay. No, I don't.
Okay, would you say that you know half of everything?
Oh, not even that.
Okay, well, let's just be generous. Let's just say that you know half of everything. Is it possible that God exists in that half that you don't know? And it's a good point, and the same can apply to political. Like, do you know everything, blah, blah, blah. Is it possible that so I just wanted to pass that along. And if you could ever get him on as a guest, he went to jail for many years for talking about the central banks and all the stuff that we talk about here. Kind of ahead of his time, and he preached it to so many people that he was really persecuted for it.
Well, I don't think they could put him in jail for expressing, you know, the fact that the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. There may be something else in there. It may have to do with his Dinosaur Adventure Land, which actually closed in 2009. I noticed when National Geographic came out with their article about why people don't trust science, you know, trying to basically say you should just accept what any scientist tells you at face value, one of the examples they used about the gullibility of people was the Dinosaur Adventure Land, which, for those of you who are not familiar with what we're talking about, it was kind of this theme park for biblical creationists where humans and dinosaurs are living together, of course, in the wake of Jurassic Park and all of its franchise spin-offs. That's not such a radical idea anymore. But it never did catch on, and it did close in 2009. I think they're having a little better luck with the Ark Adventure over in, I think it's either Kentucky or Indiana.
Hmm.
Well, It's a free country, and it's freedom of speech. If he wants to believe, he can believe what he wants to believe, and he can teach it to who he wants to teach it to. And the point is that he would have these high-profile debates with creationism versus evolution in universities, and he would just destroy them. It seems like impossible, but you listen to this guy's debates, and he's such a genius. It's like my head is almost spinning after. It's like, wait a second, is it possible? But anyway, just one other thing about presidential pardons. Can I just mention something about
this? You have to be real quick. We're coming up on a commercial break.
Okay, I don't agree that just because Nixon got an unconstitutional pardon, I don't agree that precedent should be set that now Obama can give an unconstitutional pardon.
Well, we're good news there is Obama already came out and in the context of Edward Snowden said that he cannot issue a pardon until somebody has actually been charged in a court of law, and that instantly took off the table the possibility of a blanket preemptive pardon for Hillary Clinton and all of her people as well.
Okay, but I just want everyone to consider being less tolerant with this idea of precedent being set. If it's against the rules, who cares if it was precedent was set? Like, we should just stick to the law, stick to the Constitution. Who cares if it was done in the past? There should just be no... Like, it's bad enough.
I agree with you. Yes. And most Americans would be absolutely stunned to discover that most of what they're told is the law isn't really the law. It's just something the government started doing, and everybody went along with it, and they just said, okay, well, this is working for us. We're going to keep on doing it. I'll give you a good example. Would be the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, which was never actually ratified. And there was a court case, Sullivan versus United States, in which the judge, James C. Fox, admitted in the court record the 16th Amendment, on which the income tax is based, did not actually ratify. And then the judge goes on to admit, but we just sort of all act like it was. And that basically tells you right there, a lot of what you think is the law isn't really. It's just what the government can sell you to get your money and your obedience. Thanks a lot for the call, Mateus. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away, and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Pardon me. Welcome back to our show here. I'm getting a lot of emails. Everybody's on board with this idea of having a convention, which is another name for a wild party. So far from home that word doesn't get back to you. Well, have it in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas and all the rest of that. I remember the good times I used to have at the SIGGRAPH conventions and the Mensa conventions, which are very wild parties. You wouldn't think so. I'm going to share a little secret with all of you. At the Mensa conventions, we do not sit around playing chess. I will leave it at that. What is your next story?
Well, apparently, Facebook is quietly developing censorship tools for the Chinese government. According to the New York Times, which first reported Facebook's strategy, the social network has quietly developed software to suppress posts from appearing in people's news feeds in specific geographic areas, according to three current and former Facebook employees who asked for anonymity because the tool is confidential.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah. Okay. The feature was created to help Facebook get into China, a market where the social network has been blocked, these people said. And Mr. Zuckerberg has supported and defended the effort, people added. Now, why in the heck would Zuckerberg support an effort that goes fundamentally against the premise of free speech? It's the money.
Of course it's the money.
Because while it remains to be seen.
And let's be honest, in the last couple of months, we have not exactly seen Facebook be the bastion of free speech.
Oh, heck no.
They've been canceling posts, canceling accounts. That's why people are going on over to Scene Life, which is the new Facebook replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already over there. I'm already getting followers. And people are all they're deserting Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And no wonder he's desperate to get into China. The American people don't want to deal with him anymore.
Yeah. Apparently, Facebook has been doing this suppression in countries like Pakistan, Russia, and Turkey. And keeping with the typical practice of American internet companies that generally comply with government requests to block certain content after it is posted. According to its own data, Facebook blocked roughly 55,000 pieces of content in about 20 countries between July 2015 and December 2015, for example. But the censorship tool in China takes a step further by preventing content from appearing in feeds in China in the first place. Now, the New York Times adds that Facebook does not intend to suppress the posts itself, but is going to offer the software to enable a third party, in this case, most likely a partner Chinese company, to monitor popular stories and topics that bubble up as users share them across the social network, the people said. Facebook's partner would then have full control to decide whether these posts should show up in users' feeds. In effect, Facebook is willing to admit it sold out its integrity to third-party Chinese vendor and arbiter simply to boost revenue and its stock price.
Well, here's what's going on. If you think about that approach, the person who makes the Facebook post sees it in their feed, their timeline. It just doesn't appear anywhere else when somebody else is looking at their timeline. And we have caught Facebook doing that here in this country with some of the content that we put on our Facebook pages. And then we'll sort of go in with a different browser to look at Facebook without logging in, and the posts are invisible. So they've already established the technology. They're just finding a new market for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, this is why people are going over to Scene Life.
Yeah. Mike G., have you put that up at the website where you can find it, Scene Life?
There's a couple of buttons right over in the left margin. Follow me on Scene Life. Follow me on Gab, which is the alternative for Twitter. And I'm starting to do most of my social media posting on those two platforms now.
Great. Okay, well, thank you. An interesting development in the UK. Ex-child soldiers are suing the UK firm that hired them to be mercenaries in Iraq. Two former child soldiers have threatened legal action against the private security company, Aegis Defense Services, over psychological harm they suffered when the company recruited them to be mercenaries in Iraq. They were recruited as child soldiers in Sierra Leone's brutal civil war, which ended in 2002. Their solicitor, Rebecca Reed of Lee Day, has told The Guardian. Years later, as adults, they were hired to work as security guards for Aegis in Iraq. Aegis, which is chaired by Tory MP Sir Nicholas Soames, won contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars to provide security to U.S. military bases before, during, and after the Iraq War. The company was taken over last year by the Canadian security company Garterworld. Garterworld, that's a name. The men have sent a letter before action to Aegis, saying their experiences in Iraq compounded the psychological harm that they'd already suffered in childhood. And this is the first legal step in launching a civil claim for damages. And who in the world, with any shred of conscience, hires children as mercenaries and pays them $17 a day? I don't understand these people.
And I mean, look at how young they draft kids in this country. And I understand these kids are a lot younger.
Yeah.
But people who are in the business of war, they're just out there to win the war at the cheapest possible cost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the lives are disposable. Remember what Henry Kissinger said about military people. They're just dumb, stupid pawns to be used for foreign policy. And once you're of a mindset where you think war is an acceptable thing to be doing, then all the evils that come with war become acceptable as well.
Well, in my world, no child on this planet should ever be collateral damage, ever. Just, you know, that's the way I look at it.
Well, the same applies with the drone strikes.
Yeah.
And I remember one of those horrible drone strikes where they were just picking targets who were exceptionally tall. Because they figured anybody who's going to be taller is going to be recruited by Al-Qaeda or ISIS.
And they were kids.
Yeah.
They were kids
on a field trip with their teacher.
Oh.
And they drone struck the teacher just thinking, well, he's tall, he fits the profile,
yeah.
and they struck this, and they killed all these kids.
Yeah. And,
But it was a good strike.
You know, I hope this company is going to be sued out of existence, but unfortunately, this guy's got a lot of wealth and power, and I'm afraid that's only going to happen when pigs fly.
Well, he's basically going to go into court and say, look, they signed up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'd like to take a look at a little piece of good news from the President-elect's conversations, and that is Trump has backed off promise to bring back torture. And let me tell you how this came down. President-elect Trump has backed off on one of the most controversial pledges of his campaign today, his promise to bring back torture of detainees. And this was following a talk with retired General James Mattis. And he was told that torture doesn't work as well as building a rapport with prisoners. Yay, General Mattis. Apparently, this general knows his history. And the reason I say this is the most effective interrogator for the Nazis during World War II was a guy by the name of Hans Joachim Gottlob Scharf. He was a German Luftwaffe interrogator during the Second World War and was called the master interrogator of the Luftwaffe and possibly all of Nazi Germany. He also was so respected because all he would use was kindness and gentleness. There was absolutely no violence, no coercion whatsoever of the people he talked to. And he was so respected by the U.S. that after the war, he was invited to come over to the U.S. and teach his interrogation techniques because they were proven to work. And I think that's a nice turnabout on Trump's part. He's listening to people who know what they're talking about.
That is a good thing.
Yeah,
I'm glad he backed off on this promise. It was certainly one of the things I didn't agree with. All torture is going to get you is a politically expedient confession.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get the facts. The person being tortured is just going to say what the torturer wants him to say. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is still being described as the mastermind of 9/11 based solely on the fact that he confessed to the crime after being waterboarded 180 times.
Yep.
And also being forced to witness his children put in these dark metal boxes with stinging insects, and he got to sit there listening to them scream. Now, anybody who's out there who's a parent, if you were locked in a cage and right in front of you was your child in this metal box with stinging insects screaming, you'd confess to anything.
Yeah.
You'd confess to personally nailing Jesus to the cross. You'd confess to shooting down the Hindenburg, assassinating Abraham Lincoln. I mean, let's be honest. That's what torture is all about, getting a politically expedient confession. And by the way, unfortunately, this movie sort of came and went. It was called The Green Zone, and it was about all the lies of the Iraq War. And it was a great movie. I watched it several times while it was on cable. It may still be out there on Hulu or Netflix, or we're now on Amazon Prime because of Grand Tour.
Yes.
Which is apparently setting records. Amazon did absolutely the right thing acquiring the hosts from Top Gear, and we watched the premiere show. And I guess the next episode is due out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's worth the $10 a month right there, I got to tell you. We're so happy to have him. Unfortunately, we're still calling it Top Gear, even though it's not really. We're going to get sued for trademark infringement
by the
British Buggering Children Corporation.
Oh, boy. We're going to a topic that's a little bit very serious right now, a little bit very serious. China has said that 3,000 have fled Myanmar after fighting along the border. Apparently, four ethnic armed groups have attacked security forces in the north of Myanmar, dealing a major blow to leader Aung San Suu Kyi's top goal, or stated goal, of reaching peace with ethnic minorities. 10 people, including policemen, government-supported militia fighters, and civilians, were killed, and 33 have been wounded in clashes since October 20th, according to Myanmar's Information Committee under the State Councilor's Office. The number of people seeking shelter at temporary refugee camps at Myanmar's Muse Township have exceeded 3,300. China has been very concerned by previous fighting along the porous borders and has put its armed forces on high alerts and called for all sides to exercise restraint. And Chinese Foreign Minister Shuang has said that wounded people among the 3,000 Myanmar citizens have been taken to hospital. And the refugees are in the southwestern province of Yunnan, which shares a long border with Myanmar. And I have to wonder if one of those ethnic groups fighting against the Myanmar military are the Rohingya, the Muslim ethnic minority, who have watched helplessly as their homes have been burnt to the ground by ultra-Buddhist nationalists. Wow, you know, I never thought I'd have to say, here come the Buddhists. But in Myanmar, apparently that's the case. And unless they can come to some kind of reconciliation, it appears that Myanmar may be on the verge of a civil war. Mike, your thoughts?
Yeah, it looks like it. We're still seeing all these war hawks just trying to get chaos and conflict going anywhere they can.
Yeah.
So that they've got customers for their weapons, and they've got these desperate groups of people pledging themselves and future generations into debt slavery to the banks to pay for it all. Mm-hmm. And again, going back on to movies, there was a wonderful film called The International.
Oh, yeah.
Which, likewise, not putting out a positive image for banks, has disappeared. You have to hunt it down. And the story is about a bank sort of kind of modeled on BCCI, which is getting involved into the small arms trade, and the reason they're doing it is not because they're trying to control the conflict anywhere. They're trying to control the debt the conflict produces, because that's the real item of value in any war.
Yep.
Is the debt it produces that's imposed on both sides. And that's why I keep saying banks love wars. Bankers love wars. Wars are the banker's richest harvest of debt.
Absolutely. Speaking of wars,
yes.
I'd like to bop on over to Syria. And this is reported through Press TV. And one of the things that I encourage our readers and listeners to do is to read the foreign press in English. And this is Press TV in English, comes out of Iran. And they usually have it right. And apparently, right now, Syrian militants are getting anti-aircraft missiles. A report says members of a foreign-sponsored militia group in Syria have received a considerable number of shoulder-launched anti-aircraft missiles. Mike, are those called manpads?
Yeah, it's a manpad, a man-portable missile. Of course, there's only one foreign sponsor of the militants in Syria, and that's the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are getting the Stingers.
Yep. And there was a video published by a pro-militant television network on Sunday. Terrorists from the so-called Ansar al-Islam group can be seen testing a low-altitude 9K32 Strela 2 missile system in southwest Syrian provinces of Daraa and Quneitra. We in Ansar al-Islam Front have distributed several points of air defense to counter any attempt by the Syrian warplanes or helicopters which bomb points in Quneitra province. We have a good number of these missiles. And you know, at the end of his presidency, I find President Obama, in sort of giving the green light for letting this to happen, vicious and counterproductive extreme.
And it makes a joke of the Nobel Peace Prize, just like he's made a joke of the Medal of Freedom by giving it to all of the celebrity Trump bashers here.
Yeah.
And by the way, for you people out there who are ultimately paying for all of this stuff, a single Stinger manpad missile goes for $38,000.
That's a lot of change.
That's a lot of change there. I mean, imagine the U.S. government spending that money on your local school or keeping the roads together. I mean, the cost of the wars are just hideous.
Yeah.
And our nation has been in a wartime economy, a covert wartime economy, for a very, very long time, which is why the nation is crumbling. The infrastructure is not being repaired. We're suffering all the evils of any nation that is at war without them actually saying, yeah, we're a wartime economy and a wartime nation.
Yeah, and what it looks like is happening to me is that President Obama is trying to engineer U.S. and Russian forces going at it with each other in Syria even before Trump has taken the oath of office.
I think there's definitely a lot of people who would like to get a hot war going and stick Donald Trump with it the way they're going to stick him with the coming economic crash. And it's one of those areas in which I'm still concerned that Trump, being such an outsider, is kind of naive about just how dark Washington, D.C. politics can get. Certainly Jimmy Carter was caught off guard by some of what happened to him, in particular the sabotage of the Iranian hostage rescue.
Right.
Which basically ended his chances at re-election and allowed Reagan to become president.
Yeah, but I think in the case of Trump, he has a healthy respect for what he knows and what he doesn't know. And I think that he will try to pull in, on both issues, I think he's going to try to pull in the best minds he can find to give him the education he needs.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this day before Thanksgiving, and you had one last story you wanted to share with us.
Yep. 350 Palestinian minors are held in Israeli jails, and some have been slapped with life sentences. Israeli authorities are holding 350 Palestinian kids between 12 and 18, the Palestinian Prisoners Society said in a statement on the occasion of the UN Universal Child's Day. 12 females are among the jailed children. According to the NGO, more than 2,000 Palestinian kids have been detained by Israeli forces since 2015. Israel has committed several violations against Palestinian children, including firing live ammunition against them and detaining them without food and water, in addition to beating and intimidation in order to gain confession. Smooth move, IDF. It is said that some Palestinian children were slapped with life sentences by Israeli courts, while others sentenced to 10 years in prison. The NGO went on to call international organizations, particularly UNICEF, to intervene to protect Palestinian children in Israeli prisons. And this torture of these kids done by the IDF prison system with impunity is an horrific breach of human rights of these kids. And I hope that various of the independent media will continue to shine a blinking light on these practices and get them to stop.
Well, we'll shine the light on the practices, but Israel's not going to stop because they feel this is what is in their best interest to do. Sorry about that. It's very windy and a lot of dust in the air. Apparently, the Education Association is already having kittens over Trump's appointment of Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education, given that Betsy is staunchly opposed to Common Core and all the damage it's done to our education system. So, you know, go get him, Betsy. And as you know, Donald Trump came out with this very interesting requirement that anybody joining his administration or transition team had to terminate any relationships they had with lobbying companies and would be banned from lobbying 5 years after leaving the Trump White House. As a result, all of the lobbyists are leaving his transition team. His staff has literally been cut in half, going from 250 to 125 staffers.
Yeah, I saw
as
that.
The lobbyists head on out there and say, well, you know, I mean, I'm here to make money, and you're taking away the payoff, which is being a lobbyist after slaving away in the Trump White House here. So we're coming up here on the end of the show, and again, Claire and I would like to extend to all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Peaceful, calm. I wouldn't talk about the elections at the Thanksgiving table for reasons I've already detailed.
Yes.
And obviously traffic safety, especially in those parts of the country which are seeing an early hard snow come on in. We're already hearing about massive traffic jams and gridlock taking place. So please be very careful. And just celebrate the time to be with your family. Think about all the things you do have to be thankful for. I'm thankful for her.
I'm thankful for him.
And I'm thankful that so far we've managed to prevent Hillary from stealing the White House and our nation. There's the music. Time for us to get out of here. We will be back live next Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a great holiday. Aloha, America.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.